Bitcoin ETFs are no bigger today than when Trump won the election. U.S. spot. Bitcoin exchange-traded funds now hold the same amount of money they did the week Donald Trump won the 2024 election. According to data cited by CoinDesk on June 10, 2026, the 11 U.S.-listed spot funds managed $77.58 billion in assets, the level they sat at in November 2024. The complex peaked at $169.54 billion in October 2025, so more than half of that high watermark has drained away. The reversal lands during a brutal stretch for crypto. Bitcoin traded near $61,150 as of June 10, 2026, down 3.3% on the day and 8.9% over the week, with the Crypto Fear and Greed Index pinned at 14, deep in extreme fear territory. The round trip in the numbers, two figures tell the story. Total assets under management are back to $77.58 billion, and cumulative net inflows since the funds launched have slipped to $53.77 billion, the lowest reading since August 2024. At the October 2025 peak, cumulative inflows stood at $62.77 billion, meaning roughly $9 billion has since left on a net basis. The recent pace is what stands out. The funds have shed more than $5 billion over the past 4 weeks. A week after Trump's election, the same products had pushed past $90 billion in assets on a wave of optimism about a friendlier regulatory posture. That bid has unwound. The price decline does part of the work. Since AUM falls when Bitcoin falls, even if no shares are redeemed. But the cumulative inflow drop shows real money exiting on top of the mark-to-market hit. A friendly administration. A flat result. The political backdrop makes the flat result harder to explain away. The 2024 election was treated across the industry as the catalyst that would pull pensions, endowments, and wealth managers into Bitcoin through a regulated wrapper. Instead, 18 months later, the net position is unchanged. Binance Research attributed the recent selling to macro conditions rather than a structural loss of faith, noting that ETF outflows reflected short-term pressure as inflation drives the Fed hawkish, while on-chain supply tightening remains intact. Sticky inflation keeps the Federal Reserve from cutting rates, which raises the bar for holding a non-yielding asset, and capital has also chased AI and other growth trades that posted clearer returns through late 2025, the institutional bid as a market signal. For anyone tracking crypto beyond the funds themselves, ETF flows are the cleanest public proxy for institutional demand. When the regulated wrapper takes in billions, it signals that large allocators are buying. When it bleeds, that backstop is thinning. The current outflow lines up with other recent data points showing professional money stepping back, including a first quarter drop in professional Bitcoin holdings reported by CoinShares. That matters for the broader crypto market that everyday users transact in, including those who spend through crypto cards. A weaker institutional bid removes a layer of price support, which feeds the volatility that makes spending a falling asset costlier and pushes more users toward stablecoin balances for day-to-day purchases. None of that changes the long-run thesis, but it reframes the near-term picture. The adoption story that drove sentiment through 2025 is, by the AUM math, back where it started. Separate the narrative from the plumbing. The funds are not failing as products. They trade, they hold custody, and inflows could return quickly if inflation data softens and the Fed signals cuts. The headline is narrower and more specific. Net new money parked in U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs is for now zero relative to November 2024.